Welcome to a deep dive, into something pretty epic, India's global influence. We're going to be exploring a civilization over 5,000 years old, and we're going to see how it's impacted the world in ways you might not even realize. We've got some fascinating excerpts here, and they're all about how Indian thought and practices has shaped everything from philosophy and science to even pop culture and wellness trends.
What's really intriguing to me is how these ancient ideas that we're going to be talking about today are like woven into the fabric of our modern world. It's not just history, it's living, breathing influence.
Okay, so let's unpack this. To understand how big India's influence is, we need to start with the Indus Valley civilization. They were one of humanity's earliest urban societies, which already tells you something about India's impact, like right from the beginning.
What's remarkable is that their influence wasn't just about, bricks and mortar. Ancient Indian literature, like the Vedas, really dives deep into the whole human experience, exploring ethics and the concept of cosmic order, and even like the idea of infinity. It's like they were grappling with these universal truths that we're still trying to understand today.
Yeah, so we're talking about texts that are not just religious texts,
Exactly.
but they go into the, complexities of existence
Oh,
itself.
exactly.
For example, the Vedas introduce the concept of Rita, which refers to like a cosmic order that governs the universe. Does that sound familiar?
It does. It's a concept that really resonates with modern physics and this idea of natural laws that govern the universe. You see, the Vedas date back to 1500, 1200 BCE. So they were already exploring ideas back then that modern science is only now beginning to grasp.
That's incredible. And it wasn't just philosophy either. I mean, think about the concept of zero, which originated in India. Where would we be without it?
It revolutionized math. It paved the way for algebra, trigonometry, and calculus as we know them today. Imagine trying to do any kind of complex calculation without the concept of zero. It would be nearly impossible.
It's mind-boggling to think how just this one concept from ancient India has shaped like the course of scientific progress. But let's move from numbers to narratives. Indian mythology isn't just gods and goddesses. It's a rich tapestry of archetypes and symbols that resonate across cultures.
Absolutely. Consider the themes of dharma, karma, and moksha. These concepts, which are explored in epics like Mahabharata and Ramayana, they have parallels in Greek, Egyptian, and other mythologies.
It's fascinating how these stories transcend time and culture, but it's not just ancient history either. These themes are alive and well in modern storytelling.
Precisely. Look at films like The Matrix, which plays with the concept of Maya illusion, a core idea in Indian philosophy, or how Star Wars draws upon these classic hero's journey narratives, which are central to Indian epics.
So these ancient stories are still shaping how we understand the world,
They are.
even in our entertainment. And speaking of impact, let's talk about religion and spirituality. India is the birthplace of several major world religions: Hinduism, Buddhism, Jainism, and Sikhism, each with its own, unique contribution to spiritual thought.
What's remarkable is how these traditions give rise to this sense of universal spirituality. Practices like yoga meditation and mindfulness, all originating in India, have transcended specific doctrines to become global phenomena.
It seems like they've tapped into something fundamental about the human yearning for connection,
I think so.
peace, and self-understanding. And speaking of understanding, we can't forget about all the many great thinkers who were inspired by Indian thought.
Thinkers like Arthur Schopenhauer found solace and inspiration in the Upanishads, these ancient Indian texts that explore the nature of reality and consciousness. And Carl Jung saw these striking parallels between Indian thought and his concept of the collective unconscious.
So we're talking about like foundational ideas that have influenced some of the biggest names in Western thought. And these ancient ideas seem more relevant than ever today, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Practices like yoga and meditation, which were once considered niche, are now backed by science for their mental and physical benefits.
You're right. Ayurveda, the ancient Indian system of medicine focusing on holistic health and natural remedies, is also experiencing this resurgence.
It is.
And it aligns perfectly with like modern wellness trends. It's as if this ancient wisdom is
Well.
being rediscovered and validated by contemporary science.
What's particularly fascinating is that Indian thought presents this unique perspective of the self and the universe being interconnected,
right,
which aligns with modern scientific principles like quantum field theory.
Wow.
Which suggests that everything is fundamentally connected.
That is definitely a mind-bending concept.
It makes you wonder about the depth of understanding that these ancient cultures possessed.
Are you saying that ancient texts were hinting at quantum mechanics like thousands of years ago?
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Okay.
However, the concept of Maya illusion
right.
also has these intriguing parallels with the holographic universe theory.
Wow.
This is a mind-bending idea in modern physics
right.
that suggests that our reality might actually be a projection of information.
Hold on. I need a minute to process this. It's like we're peeling back layers of reality here and finding these connections between ancient wisdom and cutting-edge science.
And we've only just scratched the surface.
Wow.
Don't forget how Indian culture, with its vibrant festivals,
nice.
Its music, its dance, and its cuisine, has woven itself into this global tapestry,
mm-hmm.
influencing everything from classical music fusion to Bollywood-inspired dance crazes. Think about the impact of Indian spices.
Okay, tell me more about that. What's the real significance of Indian spices
what?
Beyond just adding flavor?
Black pepper, which is native to India, was once so valuable it was used as currency in ancient Rome.
Wow.
Indian spices transformed ancient trade routes. They literally drove exploration
right.
and connected different parts of the world through their unique flavors and aromas.
Wow.
They weren't just ingredients. Yeah. They were agents of cultural exchange.
So Indian spices were like culinary ambassadors.
They were.
Shaping global cuisine and connecting different cultures. I never thought about it that way.
It's amazing how something seemingly simple can have such a profound impact.
Yeah. It's a testament to the interconnectedness of human civilization and the power of cultural exchange.
Exactly. And speaking of which,
mm-hmm.
we talked about how India is the birthplace of several major world religions.
Right.
But let's zoom in on Buddhism for a moment.
Okay.
The spread of Buddhism is a phenomenal example of India's cultural reach.
Okay, Buddhism originated in India, but how did it become such a global force? Tell me more. It's fascinating to consider how a philosophy originating in India like traveled so far and wide. How did this happen?
Well, it's a story of cultural exchange and transmission along the Silk Road.
Mm-hmm.
Buddhism, with its emphasis on compassion and mindfulness and the pursuit of enlightenment, resonated with people across Asia,
right,
shaping cultures and influencing spiritual practices far and wide.
So we're talking about like a spiritual and philosophical exchange that impacted the course of history.
Absolutely.
It's mind-boggling to consider the scale of that impact.
It really highlights how Indian culture has always been in dialogue with other cultures, enriching and being enriched by those interactions.
I love that perspective. It reminds us that cultures are like dynamic and interconnected.
Mm-hmm.
They evolve and influence each other. It's not about who did what first,
right,
but about recognizing like the shared heritage of human civilization.
And that brings us to another crucial point.
Okay.
This global appeal of these teachings. These ideas aren't limited to any one region or culture.
You're right. We mentioned Schopenhauer and Jung, but countless other thinkers and artists from around the world have been captivated by Indian philosophy,
right,
mythology, and spirituality.
It's as if these ideas speak to something universal within the human experience.
Mm.
They offer a different lens through which to understand ourselves,
right,
and our place in the cosmos.
Let's talk about why these ideas resonate so deeply even today. We live in like a fast-paced, technology-driven world.
We do.
Yet ancient practices like yoga and meditation are more popular than ever. What do you think is driving this resurgence?
I think it speaks to a deep human need for balance, peace, and connection, something that's often missing in our modern lives. Indian spiritual traditions offer a path towards inner peace and well-being.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It makes sense that people find this appealing in a world that often feels chaotic and overwhelming.
That resonates with me. It's like we're yearning for something more, something deeper than what the material world can offer.
And these ancient practices are now being validated by science.
Right.
We're discovering that yoga and meditation have measurable benefits for both our physical and mental health.
Right.
They reduce stress, improve focus, and promote overall well-being.
It's incredible how ancient wisdom aligns with like modern scientific findings.
It is.
It's as if these practices were ahead of their time, tapping into truths we're only beginning to understand scientifically.
And it's not just yoga and meditation. Ayurveda, the ancient Indian system of medicine,
right.
is also experiencing a resurgence of interest
yeah.
as people seek more holistic and natural approaches to health and wellness.
Ayurveda emphasizes balance, harmony, and a deep understanding of the interconnectedness between mind, body, and environment. This system of healing aligns perfectly with modern wellness trends that prioritize preventative care
right.
and like a holistic approach to well-being.
Let's not forget the ecological wisdom embedded in Indian thought concepts like Rida, that cosmic order we discussed earlier,
right.
highight the importance of living in harmony with nature.
Right. The Vedas emphasize respect for the natural world. This message resonates with modern environmental movements sure. seeking sustainability and balance.
And then there's the influence on global cuisine.
Oh.
Think about the impact of Indian spices.
We already talked about the history of Indian spices and their impact on trade routes.
Yeah.
But what about their culinary influence specifically? How have Indian spices shaped global cuisine beyond just adding flavor?
Well, think about the use of turmeric, for example.
Okay.
It's not just a spice. It's a key ingredient in curries and a staple in traditional Indian medicine.
Right.
Today, turmeric is celebrated for its anti-inflammatory properties and is being incorporated into everything from lattes to supplements.
Wow.
This speaks to the broader influence of Indian culinary traditions on global health and wellness trends.
That's a great example. So it's not just about the taste, but also about the potential health benefits that Indian spices bring to the table, literally and figuratively.
Precisely. It's a beautiful tapestry woven together by threads of culture, spirituality, philosophy, and even cuisine.
I love that analogy. So we've explored the historical influence of India, the spread of its ideas, and its enduring relevance today. But what about India's place in the world right now?
That's a great question. And it brings us to the heart of why this deep dive is so important.
Mm-hmm.
India is no longer just a source of ancient wisdom. It's a rising global power,
right?
A major player in the world economy and a force to be reckoned with in the 21st century.
So how does this ancient heritage shape India's role in the modern world? What can we learn from India's journey as we navigate the complexities of globalization and interconnectedness?
These are big questions and they're worth pondering as we move forward.
Yeah.
But first, I want to hear from you. What are your thoughts on India's modern day influence? What aspects of its culture or history resonate most deeply with you?
You know, it's interesting because I'm struck by how India manages to be both ancient and modern at the same time.
Yeah.
It's this incredible blend of tradition and innovation.
That's a good observation. And India's success in the global tech industry is like a prime example.
Right.
You have this rich cultural heritage and a deep respect for knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
But coupled with this incredible drive to push boundaries and embrace new technologies.
It's like they're forging this new path forward, you know, drawing from the best of both worlds.
Exactly. And don't forget about the power of India's soft power.
Right.
Its cultural influence through things like Bollywood,
right.
yoga, and spiritual tourism.
Oh, yeah. Bollywood movies have a huge global following, and yoga studios are, like, everywhere these days. It feels like Indian culture is going global in a very organic and appealing way.
It's a form of cultural diplomacy that creates connections and fosters understanding across borders.
Mm-hmm.
People are drawn to India's vibrant culture,
yeah.
its spirituality, and its ancient wisdom.
So it's not just about economic power or political influence. It's about sharing those aspects of Indian culture
exactly.
that resonate with people like on a deeper level.
Precisely.
Yeah.
It's about offering a different perspective, a different way of being in the world that's both ancient and incredibly relevant to the challenges that we face today.
So we've kind of established that India's influence is multifaceted and far-reaching.
Mm-hmm.
But what does it all mean? Why should we care?
That's the key question, isn't it? I think India's journey offers valuable lessons about cultural exchange resilience and the importance of embracing both tradition and innovation.
It's a reminder that we can learn from other cultures, that wisdom can be found in unexpected places.
Yeah.
And that the past can inform the present in really powerful ways.
Absolutely. India's story challenges us to rethink our assumptions,
right.
to see the world through different lenses, and to appreciate the interconnectedness of it all.
It's a story that reminds us that even in a world that often feels divided,
yeah.
there's so much that unites us.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And as we move forward, it's crucial to remember that India's journey isn't over. It's still being written.
Right.
And its future impact on the world remains to be seen.
That's an exciting thought. What are your hopes for India's future role in the world?
Well, I hope that India continues to be a beacon of peace, wisdom, and cultural exchange.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it continues to bridge that gap between ancient wisdom and modern progress,
yeah.
and to offer the world this unique perspective that can help us navigate
right.
the complexities of the 21st century.
That's a beautiful vision. And I have a feeling that India's influence is only going to grow in the years to come.
I agree. India has so much to offer the world. Its wisdom, its culture, its spirit of innovation. It's a force to be reckoned with.
Mm-hmm.
And I, for one, am excited to see what the future holds.
Me too. This deep dive has been an incredible journey, and I feel like we've only just scratched the surface.
We have.
But it's given us a lot to think about.
It certainly has. And as you continue to explore these ideas on your own,
right.
I want to leave you with this question. How can we, each in our own way,
mm-hmm.
contribute to a world that embodies the values of harmony, mm-hmm. interconnectedness, and respect for all cultures?
Right.
Values that are so deeply rooted in the heart of Indian thought.
That's a great question to ponder. And on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive. But remember, the exploration doesn't end here.
It doesn't.
Keep learning, keep questioning, and keep diving deeper into this fascinating world around us.